Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Welcome to Would You Rather Wednesday. I just made that up. It's pretty nice, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so let me give you a couple of options here. Would you rather be able to work from home, have a flexible start and end time for your day, or have a four-day work week with a longer day?
I would much rather have the four-day work week. I would rather us work Monday through Friday, or Tuesday through Friday, and then, you know, do the show from 6 till noon, and then be able to have Monday off.
Wow. I feel like you're in a super minority with taking Monday off.
I would rather have... Oh, gosh. And, you know, I was just talking with some friends.
Is it only because you want to get drunk on a Sunday fun day?
Yes.
You lush.
I'm not a lush. I just know how to have fun, Holly.
Save that. Okay. So you were talking with a friend. No, tell me about how you're not a lush. You're talking with a friend.
No, well, we were just saying as we were hanging out Sunday night having cocktails that it sucks that it's not Saturday fun day, that it's Sunday. And then when I'm hanging out at the Flamingo in St. Pete and everyone's drinking these buckets of alcohol and I'm like, where do people work tomorrow? I have to stop at 8. I'm done.
Yeah.
Or at sunset.
As you should. It's a Sunday. Like, go get some sleep.
But how nice would it be if we didn't have to work on Monday so I can have
a bucket of alcohol?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll have you know that you are in the minority because most of our Tampa Bay neighbors chose to have flexible start and end times to their day. The majority of people. It was got 37% of the vote. Working from home and the four-day work week tied with 26% of the vote.
I would not want to work from home.
I wouldn't either. I can't get anything done.
No.
I almost swore that's how much I can't get stuff done at home. I can't get stuff done.
Let me get the dump button up near my hand.
Please do. Like when I'm at my house, I am doing house things and or dealing with my kid. I would really, I for the people that do work at home, I give you a lot of credit for building your own office or whatever it is that you do to focus.
No.
Because I can't.
No, absolutely not. I just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, can you imagine if we both did the show from our different houses?
Oh my
and then just came together? I mean, I would be so distracted. I wouldn't be able to focus.
It would be a train wreck.
Yes.
Ugh, I don't want to think about it. All right, so also trending in Tampa Bay today, it is available. The Starbucks Unicorn Frappuccino. The stuff of wonder, apparently.
What is this?
I need like a whimsical, magical bed.
You need a whimsical, magical bed? I have one for you, Holly. You ready?
Please. No, this is perfect.
And when you say a unicorn.
This is it. This is it. Let this now be associated with the Starbucks Unicorn Frappuccino. You better work. It is this Frappuccino. It's like vanilla blended cream Frappuccino with mango syrup layered with a sour drizzle. And then it's topped off with whipped cream and a sprinkle of sweet pink and sour blue powder topping. And it looks like a damn dream.
It makes my teeth would hurt.
Yeah, it kind of makes me like do that weird face you make when you have something sour and you just sort of cringe a little bit.
It's a lot of sugar.
Well, you better get it today if you do want one because it's only available through the weekend. I think Monday they're not serving it anymore.
So is this one of those cultural phenomenons that you have to go buy one so you can take a Snapchat of it and you put a cute filter on your face and then you put it on your Instagram and your Facebook and your Tinder?
Yeah, it starts with Snapchat as they all do and then you distribute it, you know, as you should to all the other social media platforms.
Maybe so it's a special profile picture for the weekend.
Maybe so. You upload it. Maybe they even have a Starbucks filter on Snapchat today. I didn't look.
Probably.
Okay. So that is trending. And then there's this other thing trending that happened a little north of here. It's like kind of in the middle of nowhere, Florida, up by like the Ocala State Park area.
Oh.
This woman was drinking with her boyfriend on Saturday and he called her fat.
Oh, you don't do that.
No. You know why you don't do that? Because what happens is this woman grabbed a tire iron and beat the crap out of his truck. And by the time he called the police, it was completely a wreck. Like, she shut it down. So that's why you do not call your girlfriend fat.
Well, I'm wondering because of that, what offensive thing did your spouse say that set you off? Because sometimes you know which buttons to pick.
Yep, yep.
You know which buttons to go after.
Buttons.
And so it just sends you over the top. So what did your spouse say, offensive thing that your spouse say, that just set you off? 877-999-1015.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.